This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando. We're with Jamie Lester. She's with Genesis Aerosystems / S-Tech now. Jamie, S-Tech has been around forever, and it's in so many airplanes, but now you've got some new products coming out with your affiliation with Genesis. Tell us all about the new Part 25 model.
Great, thank you. What we've done is we've noticed that the Part 25 market didn't really have the ability to have an aftermarket retrofit autopilot for some of the older autopilots that are now very expensive to maintain. So what we did was we took our 2100, which is our signature digital autopilot for the King Airs and Conquests, and we have now updated all the software, updated all the hardware in the back, and are certifying it to level A software capability so that it is capable of being installed into a Part 25 aircraft. We've also added some additional functionality, such as a straight and level feature and envelope protection. We're looking at future capabilities, such as being able to descend to a safe height in case of depressurization in the aircraft, for example, etc. And that should be available approximately June, July of next year.
What about the compatibility? What's it going to work with?
It will pretty much work with anything. It will work with digital EFIS displays, and we are also allowing for analog old steam gauges as well. So pretty much whatever a customer has in their aircraft, we will be able to interface to it.
Okay, what's the install like? Do you need new servos and that sort of thing?
If you have our servos already, which probably in a Part 25 aircraft you do not, you will need to install our new servos and the flight guidance computer.
And when can I get one installed?
It really depends on what make and model. We're currently working on some STCs, which we've not necessarily announced yet, but as early as June-July timeframe of next year.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.